At a news conference yesterday, El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser asked El Pasoans to continue wearing masks after Governor Greg Abbott announced that all restrictions, including the mask mandate, would be lifted next week. What are you hearing, Bob?
There's a lot of concern, I think, in most quarters of a place like El Paso. I think elsewhere in Texas, a lot of Republicans are celebrating this. They've been very critical of Governor Abbott for implementing many of these restrictions in the first place. As you know, mask wearing sort of became this big politicized issue, which is probably one of the most astounding developments I've seen in all my time in journalism. Obviously, Governor Abbott has been under tremendous pressure in recent weeks because of failures during the big freeze that rolled across Texas. And I think a lot of critics of this move are saying he's trying to change the story away from the winter storm and trying to position himself as sort of this champion of liberty by lifting these restrictions. At the same time, it's important to note that in El Paso and many other communities in Texas, COVID-19 cases are higher today than they were back in July when the governor implemented the mask order in the first place. So I think that the next few weeks will be very nerve-wracking for many to watch to see what happens to our infection rate. As we've talked about previously, the number of infections have been going down in El Paso in recent weeks, which is certainly a good thing. But now, people can gather in restaurants and bars and stores without masks. We don't quite know what the next few weeks is going to bring. It's going to be a very important time in our history.
Mm-hmm. It may have come as a shock to see the politicization of mask wearing. So maybe it's not as shocking that some of the same can be said for vaccinations. How is the effort going there in El Paso?
El Paso has been less impacted by these anti-vaccination movements. I think El Pasoans, by and large, want to get vaccinated. And the big concern is that, they're not able to. At the end of the day, there simply aren't enough vaccines out yet to vaccinate everybody. But one of the questions that we've talked about on your show many, many times is whether the vaccines that are here are being distributed in an equitable fashion. Our reporter Molly Smith got data this week that answers that question. The zip code data that the state produced this week for the first time shows really disproportionate vaccinations going on across El Paso County. Residents of 79922, which is this wealthy zip code near the New Mexico state line, are five times more likely to have gotten vaccinated than residents in Tornillo, which is this agriculture and working class community about 30 miles or so from downtown El Paso. The rural areas of El Paso County have far lower vaccination rates than what we're seeing in the West Side zip codes. And I think that repeats a pattern that you're going to see all across the country. Mm-hmm. Rural areas are particularly hard to reach. They're a long way from the vaccination hub. They don't have the broadband accessibility to register online for vaccines. So it's a really significant issue that El Paso and other communities have to figure out how to address very quickly.
And finally, Bob, with the time we have left, tell us about the former state lawmaker that's suing the city over water bills. What's the story?
A very, very interesting story from our reporter, Ella DePetta. Joe Pickett's a former city council member and former state representative who's claiming in a lawsuit that the city is basically hiding tax increases in water bills. They assess a fee in your water bill that's supposed to be to recover the damages that city sanitation trucks do on the city streets. Why in water bills? Well, the city's decided to bill for garbage collection through water bills for many, many years. And so residents probably don't even notice it, but they're charged $5 or $6 a month for this franchise fee. And the money is not all then spent on streets. The money's also been used to fund firefighters and police. And so former Representative Pickett is saying that's an illegal tax that the city should be more transparent about. So we'll see what happens in the lawsuit.
All right. Find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thanks so much for the update.
Thank you so much.